Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The word diphtheria comes from the Greek word for leather or prepared hide. Diphtheria is a respiratory disease that thickens the membrane in the nose and throat like leather. The result can be suffocation, and most of the victims are children. Back in 1921, there were about 200,000 cases of diphtheria in the U.S. 15,000 people died. Those numbers dropped after vaccination became widespread later that decade. There are only rare cases in the U.S. now. But diphtheria is breaking out again in developing countries and in areas of unrest, specifically in Yemen and among the Rohingya refugees who fled Myanmar and are now in crowded camps in Bangladesh. Diphtheria is highly contagious. Earlier this month, Al Jazeera English reported on the rush to get refugees vaccinated.
There are 50 diphtheria vaccination centers like this that have been set up across the camps. More than 250 people have been trained to give the injection over the last couple of days. The government and the UN are describing this anti-diphtheria drive now as a top priority.
As for those who contract diphtheria, the only treatment dates back to the late 1800s. It's a serum developed by researchers at Mass Biologics, and it's made from the blood of horses. Only a few companies overseas make it now, relying on that 100-year-old formula, and it's in short supply. Those who get diphtheria will need treatment, and Mass Biologics is developing another diphtheria treatment, but the research has been stymied. There's not enough money to keep it going, even though early studies have shown the treatment works. The director of clinical affairs at Mass Biologics is Dr. Heidi Smith. She says the new serum is derived from humans, not horses. Equine serum can bring complications.
There is a risk of allergic reaction to horse serum when patients are given it because their bodies recognize horse products as foreign. And the number of producers of equine serum in the world overall has rapidly declined in recent years.
So the research that you're doing does not involve horse serum, but a human antibody?
Correct. A human antibody that can be made with modern manufacturing processes to ensure consistency from lot to lot and safety of the product.
If the outbreaks right now seem limited, I mean, it's a very severe disease, but they seem limited, what is the sense of urgency?
One of the concerning things about diphtheria is the fact that we've had this vaccine for many decades now, and clearly it's capable of controlling the disease. But wherever we have places where vaccination is disrupted, whether it's by natural disaster or political instability, we end up with pockets of individuals who are not vaccinated. And the disease is demonstrating again and again that when we have these disruptions in vaccination, it can easily flare. And this was probably best demonstrated by a very large outbreak in the states of the former Soviet Union in the mid-1990s, with well over 150,000 cases reported.
Have you seen diphtheria yourself in patients?
I have not. I'm fortunate to practice in a place where we have high rates of diphtheria coverage. Older practitioners who trained me told me stories of seeing cases, and just the description of the strangling angel of children is one that apparently is very apt. You can see a otherwise healthy child develop life-threatening respiratory complications in a very short period of time.
How far away are you from completing your research?
What we would need to do in order to get this medication into the clinic is to manufacture clinical grade material and start on a phase one clinical trial. So that process, once we were able to secure funding, would take about a year to a year and a half.
And how much money?
$1 to $2 million is the estimate to get through.
And that doesn't sound like a lot.
In the larger scheme of things, in terms of drug development, it's not.
Have you raised much of it yet?
No, we've raised less than half of the funds that we need to get to that stage.
So just to recap, there's a contagious disease that the world thought it licked. It has reemerged now in several countries, but a new and promising treatment that is being developed with your researchers is stuck in research. Is that a correct characterization? And if so, why is it happening?
Yeah, I would say that that's a correct characterization. And I think there are some parallels to other infectious diseases because they are diseases that can flare in outbreaks in unpredictable areas, and then you have fewer cases for a period of time. A parallel can be drawn to development of Ebola treatments. There were several treatments that had reached essentially the same stage of development and had encountered an impasse with regards to securing the funds to make clinical grade material and proceed into clinical trials. Similar in that there was not a predictable market that would attract investment from larger pharmaceutical companies. And I think the lessons learned from having those drugs stagnated at that stage of development and not at the ready when the larger outbreak occurred in 2014 was very instructive.
Dr. Heidi Smith is Director of Clinical Affairs at Mass Biologics, which is a vaccine and drug development arm of UMass Medical School, now developing a new treatment for diphtheria. Nice to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you as well.